Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Hopefully, you guys can hear me. I'm not sure if you can. It looks like some kind of goofy things are going on over here on this new board here, but I see you guys are filling up in the house, and hopefully you can hear me in the chat room. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. Good to see everyone here. Let's see where we're going. Chat room, everything looks the same. It looks like it's still not working for me, but give me just a few moments to get back to the board here, and we can begin to kind of work this out a little bit here. I'm sure that everything will pan itself out. Good to see you guys. I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I decided that I would go ahead and use, I decided that I would go ahead and do a show tonight. So I am kind of glad that I did. So I get to hang out, chat, and chill with you guys tonight. It's The Remix. Who knows? Who knows who's going to come by? I do want to go ahead and open up the phone lines for those of you who can hear me. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you guys to call in. And for you guys to call in, I would love to hear from you guys. It looks like Blog Talk is acting real special tonight, but that's okay. That's okay. I guess you guys can hear me in the chat room, so I'm going to try and make sure that I can definitely get myself back on the board over there and be heard as we continue here live in The Remix. Because I can't get to the board right now, so since I can't get to the board, I guess I can't do anything. But that's okay. That's okay. We're going to be listening to a little bit of music, chatting and chilling here. Had a lot of fun on the show Friday night. Sometimes it's good to take a break from all the work that we do and just kind of relax. This is a part of the creative work as well, too. So whenever we're toning our linguistics and doing things of that nature, it's always good to be a part of that too, to know that we're not just bombarding ourselves into a place where we can never see ourselves out. So to have fun and just relax and, as the saying goes, relate and release. And we definitely do that as well on The Remix. So it's good to have everyone here. Peace and greetings. I see you guys all in the chat room. I'll be right there. I think I'll be right there. Oh, wow. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to try to get back to the board. Can you guys even hear me in the chat room? Let me know if you can hear me in the chat room. That would be certainly good to know if you guys could hear me. Yes, you guys can hear me in the chat room. Wow. Okay, so you guys can hear me in the chat room. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And I know you guys have called that number, so it's good to see everyone in the house. I'm making my way back over there. I'm not in touch with anything on that end. So, Here we go. Let's see what we're working with here. Let's see how we can do this. So how was everybody's weekend? I know most people are off. Tomorrow is the 4th. How is the weekend for everyone? Is everyone enjoying sort of this time that we have? I love the summer months. I actually love the winter months too, but summer months are always fun. And here I am. I'm back. I'm back. So we're going to kick the show off like we normally do and just go ahead and get started chatting and chilling. And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist. Don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Okay. So here we go, live in the remix, everyone. It is July the 3rd, 2011. Can you believe it? It is July the 3rd, 2011, and you're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to be chatting and chilling tonight. I just want to thank you guys for coming on over and chilling and just kind of hanging out tonight. That's what we're going to do. So we're going to open up the phone lines right away. So if you have some poetry, if you want to sing, if you want to share something, certainly wish that you come and share that as well. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that I know that you're there. I'd love to hear from you guys. It's been some amazing things that have been going on just all over the universe. And so I thank you guys for keeping me in loop with all of the magical things that you're out there doing and discovering as you continue on your path and your journey. And have heard all of the messages that you guys have left as well on the Know Your Magic line as well, too, and those who have caught the Blue Blast call. So it's really good to get that feedback and to know that you guys are doing your work every single day and applying all of those things that we're learning from each other as we continue on our path and our journey. So now what I'm going to play right now is play a little bit of music just to kind of get us sort of in that remix mood before we open up the phone lines. And I have a question for you guys. I'm going to be asking a couple of questions to you guys as well. So be prepared for that. But we're just chatting and we're just chilling as we do remix style. And it's so good to have you guys in the house. So here we go. We're going to hear this song here. I thought this was so cool. And hopefully you guys will think it's cool, too, if I can find it. Let's see where it is. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's find the song. Let's find it. Yeah, I know you guys. Oh, there it is. Perfect. So here we go. We're going to listen to this, and then I want to ask you guys that question. It's going to be a question that I'll ask you guys as well, too, okay? So I want to know what makes you feel like doing stuff like that. So listen.
We'll be right back.
right, everyone. That was a little bit of Chaka Khan and stuff like that with a host of other people there. And just a question to kind of throw out there, what makes you feel like doing stuff like that? What makes you feel like doing stuff like that? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We are chatting and chilling here tonight live in the remix. Press 1 when you get on the phone line if you have something you want to share. I would love to have someone come in and sing and do a little bit of poetry. That's always nice to hear. So maybe you guys will grace us with your presence and let us hear that. And we'll get started.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 340. I guess they're not saying anything, so we'll put 340 back on hold. They might be listening, but if you press 1, what that does is it sort of kind of cues me to let me know that you have a question or you want to share something, so hopefully you guys will share. I know Esther's in the house tonight. Maybe she'll share some poetry with us as well, too, and quite a few other poets. I see you guys out there, and I've seen all the wonderful messages that you left for me on Facebook as well, too, so would love. I see Eye of Kemet out there. Know she does some amazing poetry. Oh, thank you. You guys love the Remix app. I am so glad that the Android app for the Remix is out. And by the way, I have another one that's out. It's actually called the Dream Journal that will allow you to not only record your dreams, so you can put your dreams in there, but you can also speak your dreams, so it does speak to text. And it will text your dreams in there, and then you can actually either share your dreams with me, or you can email your dreams to yourself. You can save them in your phone and have them with the date and time. So you can just search the Android market for Miss Blue or Dream Journals, and that's it. And it will come up. You'll see a beautiful book there. That is there, and you can actually download that app. And if you get the app, you can actually share that with me as well. And what will happen is I'll share some tips with you on how you can decode your dreams by sharing them with me. So that's just kind of like a bonus for you getting the app. So lots of great things there. Working on the Apple app as well, too. That's on its way, as well as some things for BlackBerry users also. And just some other really, really cool things, some cool tools that we can continue to use to help and enhance us on our path and in our journeys. So now, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Come on, you guys. Don't be shy. Call in. Love to hear from you, hear what's going on, and tell you that. And hear from you guys and hear what's going on. So we're going to go to the phone lines. And, okay, let's see. It looks like calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. It's Miss Melly in the chat room from New Orleans, calling at work again. Hello. Peace, everyone listening. I did have something that I wanted to share. The last time we were on the last show, when we were doing the toning linguistics, that was so much fun. And on my way home from work, I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we could have, like, a remix family, like, reunion, not reunion, but union, I guess, for the first time, if we could find a way to, like, meet. That would be so great.
Yes, I think that would be excellent to do. Matter of fact, we actually talked about it, I want to say it was last year, with Brother Panic, to do something sort of as an offline. And one of the things that I find so simply amazing is that the Remix family, internationally as they are, they have found so many ways to hook up with each other, which is cool, too. You know, but it would be great to have sort of like a offline chat and chill. And it's something I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about really having that happen. But there's so many of the remix families that's already done hooked up with each other and done all kinds of things. I'm still waiting on that remix baby. That's what I want. I want that remix baby.
Right.
You know, the only thing I'm not opposed to is I don't want to do a cruise. I don't want to be on the water. No. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Well,
I was
looking into a resort. Like, I was just like, well, let me just look online and just see, like, how could that happen? What would be, you know, some options? And I was like, Googling, like, how to rent a hotel for a conference or whatever. And then this resort in Canada popped up, and it was really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So
what part of Canada?
It was on the Georgian. It's in Ontario. It was on the Georgian Bay, and I think it's called Delawana. It's OntarioTravel.net, and it's like your one-stop shop for conference things or meetings. Like some of the things they were suggesting were like if your business is having a meeting or a nonprofit organization.
Right.
I don't know what we would call it or whatever, but it was just really, really beautiful. And I was like, wow, that would be cool if we could actually all get together. And, I mean, you know, plan it. It'd probably take, like, years maybe to plan to get everybody in one spot, you know. But I was like, wow, because the energy is just so high. And, like, I know everybody feels that when they come on this show because, you know, you keep seeing the same people and you're, like, making connections with people that I never would have made, you know, had I not found this show. So it's awesome.
Right. Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And like I said, it is something that I have kind of toyed around with as well, with Brother Panic and quite a few other people about sort of doing something to bring together. The only thing that Ms. Blue just ain't down with, and that's the getting on the water. I did the water thing for so many years, and I'm just not with it. I'm just not with it to be on no boat. That's not my idea of fun.
Well, that's cool. That's fine. No water. We can stay on dry land. I'm up for it. So if ever it comes to fruition and we start needing, like, volunteers and people to really put in the work, you know, that's something, you know, that I'm definitely, like, excited about
and would love to be a part of. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. And, yes, definitely not a cruise ship. I'm not down with that.
Right.
I'm not down with that, no. But all the other things, we can do the air, we can do all of that. All of that is beautiful, you know. Like I said, it's something to definitely bring up, and I definitely am thankful that you brought it up tonight. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
Peace, everyone.
All right, you guys, there you go. So we have some work to do. So that's something to definitely think about. I think it's great. Like I said, I'm still waiting. I know many people have hooked up, and I think that's amazing because what a better place to connect with people than someplace that you feel comfortable. And there's so many people here, so many people who listen from all over the world that may not even ever step foot in the chat room, but their lives have crossed paths. I've heard stories from different guests and different people being at different events and social things and, you know, really just recognizing each other from the remix. So I think that is amazing and glad to be a part of that as well. So beautiful. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 571. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue?
I'm doing fine. Who's on the line, please?
All right. This is Jay from Alexandria, Virginia.
Well, greetings to you, Jay. You wanted to share something this evening?
Well, I had a question. Okay, I'm just, like, getting into consciousness, right? And I understand a lot, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, when I be listening to Bobby and Panic, and they be like, you know, you got to let everything go, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like everything is like an illusion, you know, you got to just let everything go. But I'm like, man, it's, you know, the bills and, you know, unemployment, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how you just going to let everything go, you know what I'm saying? How do you do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, And if I can, because definitely Brother Panic and Brother Bobby are two brothers I love. Love those two brothers and many others that come on the forum. I can share my perspective of it and sort of what I understand when they talk about letting things go. It is a difference between saying let go of sort of what your mind is telling you. Like exactly what you're doing right now is really feeling the stress and the pressure from these things of the world. Certainly, we cannot let go of this human world. That would simply mean that we are not here. But letting go sort of those things that you feel bombarded with. So whenever you can take your place or take your mind to a place where you can find sort of that place of balance, that place of peace, and not begin to look at things through your human eyes, because this is what sort of keeps you here. This human level is really one of the grossest levels that we can actually begin to process information through. So it's not about letting it go, like pretend that the bill collectors are not calling you and pretend that you don't have to get up and go to work. You can sit on your couch all day and just get high and smoke and just chill out. Not that kind of letting go, but letting go of the worry part that comes with it. And so the challenge begins, what does it really mean to you? How do you really begin to process this information as it means to you? So you have bills. You have things that you have to pay. These are real human issues that you have to begin to deal with. And dealing with it not from the perspective, because one of the things that I share in the session is I teach you how to put these perspectives into their place of being energy. Everything on the planet is energy. So I'm not going to patronize you by telling you it's all energy and just go with it. Because that doesn't work. You have to get into that place so you can begin to understand yourself first. That's why the greatest question that has ever been left for us by our ancestors is know thyself. Because, see, once you begin to know who you are, then you can understand how these things are connected to you. You want to change the world as you see it. It's not about physically going out there and doing things. You know, the example that's often given is saving the babies and doing these kind of things. It's not about that. It's about you saving yourself, because by you saving yourself, you are saving everyone else. So the first step is really, really begin to learn how to manage stress, everyday stress that you have in your life, because that's what's going to pull you off of your square. You see, if you're so stressed out, you're not doing no magic. If you're so worried about paying bills, if you're so worried about every time you walk down the street, you're going to get pulled over and the cops are going to lock you up because you got outstanding tickets and warrants. If you're so worried about those things, if you're worried about where your children's going to get food, it's very hard to just get yourself out of that place and say, check it out. I don't have to worry about these things. This is all an illusion. That's not how you begin to process it, because everyone came back here to do something. So, again, it takes you back to that point of understanding who you are and begin to look at these things. Look at these things, how they connect to you, not on a human level, but on a spiritual level. I mean, I think today, especially with the unemployment rate being at, I don't know, what, 18.9 million Americans are unemployed? And those are just the ones they can track. What about the ones they can't track? You understand? What about the ones who don't fit into the system? Where are those people at? You know, what are they being left with? And so all of these things are things that you can begin to do to first get yourself back into balance. And so where do you start? In my opinion, you start with you and not start with knowing. Sometimes coming into consciousness, and hopefully this is helpful not only to yourself, but also a good reminder to me, because anything that I share, it is something that has actually worked for me. Mm-hmm. But it is about really understanding why you're doing all of these things. You're not knowing it so that you can just repeat it to other people and you can just tell them, and so you can just pat yourself on the back and say that you are just, you know, this God that has this information and you understand about where you came from. That's not what it's about. Or so you can teach somebody, or so you can just, you know, give it to somebody else. But it is truly for you. It is truly for you to understand who you are. And starting with that place of recognizing of getting into your own energy and asking that question. If I came back here, if I came back to this planet, and if we're all going back to this purpose that we all came here for a reason, then what is the reason I came back here? I think this was something I did on the Blue Blast call where I challenged everyone to ask themselves that question. You know, what, it was a Father's Day message, actually. What did you come back here to father, to give birth to? You know, begin to start there. So everything that you learn, whether it comes in consciousness, whether it comes from you seeing two kids playing across the street, whether it comes from you being in the grocery store overhearing two sisters have a conversation about the man in their life, what did you come back here for? All of these things that you hear, that you see, that you feel, that you connect with, is to help you in your rise. It's only going to do one of two things. It's either going to help you in your rise or it's going to help you in demise. So when we say let go, release it from yourself, we're talking about these things that will bring you down. I mean, if we wanted to talk about all the sad things that are going on in the world, we could do that. We could definitely do that. And that may be your work that you came back here to do. But a part of that work is also for you to begin to know yourself and not get so much caught up in everything outside of yourself that you sort of get lost in the message of why you even started this path in the beginning. It was to get to know who you were, you know, not understanding the laws of gravity, not understanding physics, not understanding science, but knowing that all of these things are a part of you. So how can it help me? That's the question I always ask myself when I get ready to study something. How is this connected to me? Where can I see this in my everyday life? Let's not be jaded to say that we're so spiritual that we can dismiss things. Nothing can be dismissed where I come from. That's the way I see it. So whether there's a bill that I'm dealing with, something that I'm looking at and physically saying, I know right now finances is a big stress to you. So now you have to begin to look at yourself and look within and say, what within me am I just having a hard time getting over? What is going on within me that is blocking me from flowing in my energy?
That's what I ask myself every day.
Yes.
Here's
a question I want you to do. Not just ask yourself that. I want you to begin to turn it into matter. Write it down. Because there are some things that have happened. I call them markers in your life that you're going to begin to write down, that you're going to see where you had a shift in your consciousness, where it changed what you thought about things, how you felt about things, what you aspire to do, you know? You know, where did some of those dreams die? Take yourself back to your childhood. Take yourself back to that place of beginning when you used to dream, when you used to have these thoughts, when you used to, you know, really believe that you can do anything that you wanted to do. That's the place that you begin to go back to. That's the place that you start.
Okay.
So, did that help?
Yeah, that helped.
And listen to the shows. You know, listen to the shows that are here on The Remix. Some great information from everyone, from the callers. You know, this call right here is even helping quite a few people, you know, begin to sort of kind of help them, remind them. It's a great reminder to myself as well, you know, of those things. You know, people in the chat room are beginning to, they're talking about something. One of my favorite movies, Cornbread Earl and Me, because in that particular movie, it is some very, very defiant things that is a marker for so many of us in our lives. And some of us are playing that role of cornbread and don't even realize it. You know, so all of those things are there. You are always welcome to connect with me as well and get a reading, and we can talk about those things on a more intimate and private level and a more sacred level and really begin to work through those things. But one of the things that definitely helps you, really helps you, is to take some time to yourself and just begin to meditate. You know, go back to doing those things that make you truly feel good and really just get into the energy and into that feeling and into that emotion. That's what you're going to hold on to. You're looking for that feeling. Mm-hmm.
So is it possible, like, to have a block, like, for something to be blocking you from getting the way you need to be? So that it,
oh, yeah. Yeah, things are possible. I believe that sometimes we can have a block, and I think sometimes our biggest block is ourselves.
How would you recognize the block?
You would recognize the block in many different ways. Some of the ways that you can begin to recognize the block is that you're not able to move forward. It seems like no matter what you do, it doesn't work.
That's where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm, it seems like it's not working. So here's the best thing to do. If you're trying to do something and it doesn't work, then the first question to ask yourself is, am I trying to do the same thing over and over again? If you answer yes, we know that the definition of insanity is to try to do exactly the same thing and expect for something different to happen. Do you understand? That's crazy. You know, people
right.
tell me, well, I keep trying. Okay, but if it's not working for you, why are you doing the same thing? Why do it? So now this is when you have to put in the work. It has to happen, you see. So this is why I always say, know your magic. Know your magic. Begin to write down your thoughts, because in order for you to know if you're doing the same thing over and over again, you got to know what you're thinking. And quite frankly, for all of the thousands of sessions I've done at this point, one of the key missing points is sometimes people don't even know their own thoughts. You see? So it's about getting into your thinking. It's about going back to those things of your own thinking and looking at your actions. I remember reading sort of the Meta Netter, which is a book by Ra'un Nefa Amin. And in one of his books, he talked about how everything is rehearsed. So before you do things, it's actually, you rehearsed it. So, you know, you're not really tricking yourself. You rehearsed what you're getting ready to do. You're just rehearsing it so well, you're having a bad dress rehearsal because you're just doing the same thing over and over again. So now you have to begin to get yourself into the place. Visualization is excellent. It's key to just put on some music, really just get into the place and see this different. You cannot say that I'm going to keep doing this the same way, because sometimes we think just by our own will, we can will something to happen.
Right.
And that's a yes and that's a no, you see. Because if you're doing something exactly the same way and it's not working for you, it's not going to work for you. I don't care how much, just because you change your mind and say, this time it's going to work because I say it's going to work, that's not necessarily the case. So it takes all of these different modalities to begin to put them into place, to know that sometimes we have to change. We don't live in a world where the seasons change, the days change, the hours change, the moments change, but we are going to stay the same and think that we can change something. I mean, that's just not smart thinking. So one of the shows that Brother Panic talked about, he said the first thing you got to do is forget who you think you are. Whoever that guy is, you need to get rid of that. And you need to just know that you're not him. Because that's the way that it is blocking you. That's a part of it, of what is blocking you. And then you have to allow yourself to be. Sometimes we spend so much time in the past, so much time in the future, that we don't have time to process what is happening right now. We call it the present because it is a gift. It is a present, you see, to be able to be focused in the now. To catch what's happening right now is where you're going to find the magic. That's where magic happens. Not 20 minutes from now, not 30 minutes from then, but right now.
I got you.
So that's a place that you can start. And you can definitely, you know, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the remix shows here. Go back to doing those things that where you found fun at and really just kind of relax yourself a little bit, you know, do a little bit of meditation and then begin to doing that, you see. Just really begin to get into that place of meditation and just relaxing within yourself of who you are. You know, you can always email me as well, too, and listen to the download shows. Those things are, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Ms. Blue, appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, peace and love to you. So
okay,
I want to hear how things turn out for you. Yes.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to hit you an email. I'm trying to get a reading or something.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay.
You got to read in tonight, too, so so listen to that, too.
Okay, thank
you. All right.
You.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. All right, you guys, we are chatting and chilling in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and would love to hear what you guys have to say. 267, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Hi. Peace and blessings. It's Eye of Kemet.
Hi, Eye of Kemet. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right, that's good. I'm going to share a poem tonight. It's called Wake Up. It's pretty much, I thought it would be appropriate since tomorrow is the 4th of July, as I call it. But before that, I wanted to say in response to the caller that just called in, I just wanted to say that there's a lot of things that I didn't accomplish in my lifetime. And sometimes in the past, it would upset me and it would get to me really bad, but I don't allow it to anymore because I realize that some of us come here or some of us have been born only to be alive at this time. So don't worry about, I know it's difficult and it's sometimes hard to overcome, but don't worry about what you don't have or what you didn't accomplish in the past, because this is one of the greatest times to be alive. It's scary and exciting and exhilarating all at the same time. And some of us were only born just to be alive at this time, to see the shift in consciousness and see the change from one paradigm to the next. Because this is all an illusion anyway, and I know I don't have to say to anybody that's listening right now pretty much that this is not real. This is an illusion. Education system, don't worry about if you don't have a college education, if you don't have a degree, or if you even if you didn't graduate high school, don't worry about if you don't have enough money or if you don't have this, that, and the other, anything that pretty much has been set for you to believe that you need. It really is not necessarily. It's something that was made necessary and something that we were taught to believe that we need. All we needed to do was live in harmony with Mother Earth. And we can see now that everything we think we need, we really did not need. So don't worry about it at this time because things are changing pretty rapidly and a lot of us are only here just to be alive at this time. Oh, so that's the end of my
yeah.
speech. I'm stepping down off of the
yeah. soapbox. Hold on a second. And I thank you for sharing your opinion. I do want to put a thought out there again. I think, and I'll take back my language of think, I know that if there is something within you that is burning you to say that there are things that you must do, then you need to do it. I don't know if I go with sort of that notion that we're just here to be alive and that's it. I do go with the notion of not to worry because we know what worry can do. We know what worry can bring at any level. But I think at the time, you know, as a mother and really beginning to see this from the perspective of a mother or see this from the perspective of a father, not being able to give your babies food or be able to clothe them. Oh, you need to worry. you need to worry.
True.
Because these are things that you are gatekeepers over. And so to just say that some of us are born to be alive and just to be here in the moment, I think that's true. But those who, that is their case, they know that and they're not worrying. I think our spirit, our divine spirit has a way of waking us up to our own personal call. That's why it is so different for so many different people. For someone else, it may be fine for them to just exist. And I know people like mm-hmm. that. And when they do come to me, they're not talking about things that they need. They're not talking about that because they're not worried about that. They don't care about that. But for others, I think it is a part of their plight. I think it is a part of their rise because all is needed. And I think sometimes we've been brought here to this place to think about these things that the money, that money, we look at money. I think this relationship that we have with money is a very corrupt one, that we think somehow we cannot be conscious and then deserve to also have basic necessities. I don't believe that. I believe that just like I have a right to breathe air, I have a right to live. And I have a right to live at whatever level I feel comfortable that living comes from. That I'm not here to just simply exist. Because this is sort of the tale that some of our ancestors brought to this country. We're taught mm-hmm. that you're only here to exist. Just be so happy to be in this moment and not ask for anything else.
That's
if
true.
We are the gods and the goddesses walking on this earth and we have a plight, whatever that plight is, because I'm not here to judge whether that plight comes from the position of being money or whether that plight comes from you want to be a rapper or you want to be a singer, you want to be a candlestick maker, you want to be a judge, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a hater. I'm not here to tell you that. But if your spirit is raising you to a level that you need to reach outside of that, then I say that's what you should be going for and not mm-hmm. just simply existing. We have too many people right now that are existing. You understand? That's really the whole plight of why we keep coming back here, because we're not doing our work. If you're not doing your work and you didn't complete the mission, you start the mission over, and 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 over, and over, and over again. So it is time to rise. I do agree with that. It is time for you to rise and to do whatever it was that you came to the planet to do, whatever that is. So I just kind of wanted to put a little extra spin on that, but I thank you so much for bringing that up as well, too. And, you know, two things, and I think this is I want to know your thoughts on this and then others, and I want to hear your poetry because, you know, we love your poetry. It always comes with that fire, you know, that makes us all just kind of sit up and go, woo, that sister brings it, you know, and that is needed.
Okay, sure.
When we talk about it and looking at it from the position of our kemetic point of view, and we talk about sort of the goddess Nut being in the sky and Geb being over the earth, so many times, and I just had this conversation with a few people this weekend, I said, I wonder why every time we refer to earth, we refer to earth as being the mother. We refer to the planet Earth as being Mother Earth, not being sort of that masculine energy, because we know that wherever the masculine shows up, in most cases, it is mask. It's solid. It is that is solid, the strength, that solidness. That's why Geb represents the Earth. So I was just curious because I know throughout history, throughout the myths, they actually took the goddess out of the sky, and they put God up in the sky so we could worship the male figure. And they threw the goddess into the earth. Just something to think about. I just kind of wanted to put that out there because those two things came up. And so I'm ready to hear your amazing poetry because I always love it when you come on and share.
Okay, Ms. Blue, did you hear two little children in the background? I'm sorry, my son just ran outside.
No, no, no. We never be sorry for the babies. The babies are blessing us. That's a beautiful sound. No, no, no. Love the babies.
All right, Ms. Blue, thank you very much. I appreciate everything that you just said. I completely agree with you. All right, I'm going to start right now. All right. Evolution will not be accomplished while finger-fucking PlayStations and Xbox. Can you see the world as you know it is ending while you sleep as we speak as I write this poem? Nothing lasts forever in a hologram built on shabby lies and illusions. Civilizations fall as quickly as they rise. Remember your baby Rome and those oversexed freaks in Greece? Now America has its head on the bloody guillotine. Didn't they tell you? Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I skipped too fast.
That's okay.
My computer is a little bit goofy tonight. Didn't they tell you that history is more his story than history, that nothing in history books is true? Yet they got you. While you sipping beer and eating GMO nachos made by Monsanto, they tabbing your phone and logging every convo, strapping up their boots ready to invade Iran under false pretenses like they did in Iraq and Afghanistan and countless others, too many to name. But they'll tell you it's a war on terror, and their mission is to liberate a nation and keep you safe from imaginary terrorists while you sit idly by and have more so-called freedoms. I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. Hold on 1 second. My computer is...
No, no, no. You're fine. You're fine. We're waiting on you. Everybody's riding with you.
While you sit idly by and have more so-called freedoms that were more like privileges stripped because they never really existed, you believe every word they say. While they lie with forked tongues while holding titles, badges, and degrees and make their lives more beautiful and believable. iPod and Android got you distracted. Like rural bloodline weddings and non-existent birth certificates, third eye blind, while truth in front of you stands undressed like a naked emperor. Obama, didn't you hear Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and CIA? But they managed to get your attention when you should have been focused on ascension. But I doubt you even know what that is because television is your only mission. Listening to doomsday preachers on TVN while scanning the heavens and waiting for the latest savior to swing down and save you. The savior is you, and you call me a conspiracy theorist when the conspiracy is fat. Like red, blue, and yellow, Homeland Security got you listed. And foreclosures got families living in tents. When Mother Earth cleansing sends a tornado to your front door, then will you awake? Crumble your fantasies like a number 9 earthquake. Until that day comes in the very near future, I guess we will have to sit and wait.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right, Miss Blue.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hopefully you'll come back and share some more of your amazing, I don't even know what to call it. It's more than poetry. Your visions with us. There you go. Your
vision. If I can get my computer to cooperate, then I will call back.
There it is. There it is. Beautiful.
All right,
thank you
blessings.
So much.
Peace
All
in
right.
the chat room.
There it is, everyone. That was Eye of Kemet. She always brings beautiful, beautiful pieces. We're chatting and chilling here live in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Would love to hear if you guys want to sing, if you want to share a little poetry. We can do that as well. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. I'm calling from Georgia, Wilmington.
Okay, you're calling from Georgia. What's your name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. And how can we help you?
Actually, I got a little poem myself. I do a little poetry myself.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear from you, Chris. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, my joke is going to count no pain, no gain.
Chris?
Excuse me? Hello?
Yes, are you ready, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
I've had too much pain in my life. My mom never liked me. Made me a little brother without liking me. So as I said before, ain't no pain in my game because my heart is straight up to God. That God above is my love. As I bow my head down, I used to think of all the curse words I said to my heart, my mom, my soul. I cried every night to this song I really wrote. I didn't believe it, but now I achieved it. Now I kill it with the people that I always want to grieve with. My great-great-grandfather is dead. My mom just got knocked off her head. My mom stopped work because of me. Now my nephew's almost dead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we're still here, Chris.
That was it.
That was it. Very interesting piece that you decided to share. And I know this is your first time calling in to the remix.
What?
Say it again.
The remix?
What did you say?
What you said something? I think I didn't hear because my phone is almost dead. I didn't hear what you say.
I said, this is your first time calling in. How old are you?
15.
You're 15 years old. Okay. You're 15 years old. Are you still staying with your mother now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was an interesting piece. I would love to talk to you more about it. Would love to talk more about it. I know you said your phone is going to die, but hopefully you can continue to listen in. And I would like to hear some more of your poetry pieces, okay? And keep your head up, okay? All right. Peace and love to you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Beautiful, interesting. Out of the mouth of the babies, this is why we have to do more than just exist. This is why we got to do more than that. So I'll definitely try to reach out to the little Chris there as we continue. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yay, this is me, Jewel, with my cell. I have a share and a question. I seem to think that a lot of negativity is, like, coming my way, even though I'm trying to just stay out of it. It feels like it just pulls me. What can I do on a personal level? Will a salt bath help? What can I do to really rid the negativity? And I believe it's karma coming back for me because I have been very negative, although not to this people in place. But it's just eating me alive, and I need to shed that old and really get it new. Will a rock salt bath help me do that, or am I tripping?
Well, I think anything will definitely help you when it comes to sort of kind of ridding yourself from negativity. The first thing that I will say to you is really, like you said, really kind of get yourself out of the place of negativity, you know, of being able to see things. We have a choice. Whenever we begin to look at something or begin to deal with the situation, and a lot of times what we're getting is reflection, not to be confused with karma, not in the classical sense of I do something bad, you do something bad, bad happens to me. It doesn't actually work that way, not that I've seen it to be that way, but it is just about your own personal expectation, your perception about how you see things and how you do things. Can a salt bath help you? Anything can help you, starting with the fact that first having the willingness to change your perception about yourself as well as perception about others and other things as well.
Nice. Okay, I want to share my poem I wrote. I love to write, and I, as a child, I stopped. I don't know what stopped me, but I didn't actually pick up my pen until, I guess, a few months ago, I have a child that's almost ready to turn 18, and, you know, that's been rough, but so this was my first poem that I wrote, and it's actually my favorite. And it makes me think about, you were talking about Mother Earth, and it, the thought that I got was, like in the Bible, you know, they threw Mother Earth to be the harlot or the whore, and so it almost feels the system, it almost feels like that, you know, I don't know, like they're raping us all, but it ties in with how I felt when I wrote this poem, you know. Anyway, speak, speak, the puppet was told. Her time was now, life was so cold. Hush, hush, or you'll go to jail. No one cares, you are not male. You have no rights, as we said you do. You're just a puppet, you haven't a clue. The puppet was sad, with nowhere to turn. The lesson they taught, she was not willing to learn. Her strings were uncomfortable, and she despised how they felt. That night she cried on her knees as she knelt, asking for the puppet maker to hear her pleas. There he left her alone on her knees, for she was only a puppet to him. Her future was most certainly dim. No way out and no one to care. The puppet stripped naked, completely bare. There she wept as her dreams were stripped. For this life, she wasn't fully equipped. A puppet she was, and she was not made to think. Her strings kept her captive, not even to blink. She was not even allowed to move on her own. Her fate was certain. She was all alone, left to do just as they command, unable to control even her own hand. So, yeah.
Very nice share. Very nice share. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in and you want to share poetry. Maybe you want to sing a little bit, share some thoughts as well. Share some thoughts as well. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys. We're chatting and chilling right here, live in the remix. So press 1 when you're on the phone line so that I know that you're calling in and that you want to share something. We're going to go back to the phone lines. I think I just went to this phone line, but we'll check and see here. Let's see, calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, not 317. So let's see. If you guys have something, press 1 when you're on the phone line. See a lot of movement there. If you have something you want to share, please press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 248. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Victor Always, calling out of Detroit.
Greetings to you, Victor. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss Blue?
I am wonderful.
I just want to say a lot of things in life that we go through, simplicity is the key to a lot of things that we go through when we complicate our lives. And if we go ahead and look at it as a math problem or computation, all we have to do is break it down to the simplest answer. If we start simple, we can end simple. It's just that we spend so much of our time congesting ourselves instead of exhaling. It makes it a lot easier for us to go ahead and exist. That's my way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Oh, anytime, anytime.
You wanted to share something else with us, or you called in to share that?
Well, I can give you a quick little, it's almost like a poem or a rap that I did some time back.
Okay. Would love to hear it.
Okay. Here it is. Swinging swords like Spartacus, more addictive than powdered dust, building armies fist to cup, who can forge a talent daily as dust, trapped in this valley of trust, do what I must, minus the fuss, success is almost in touch, because I don't do much, it's 50-50 in the world I'm walking, surrounded by the dead and dying, evil smiling, death is dialing, opportunity knocks, you can be the key to the lock, or just a link in the chain, I'm offering gain with a new name, or go back to your old life, suffering pain, did I mention broke, scrapping up change? Victory is always yours, and victory is mine.
I like that. I like that. Very nice. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace and love. That was beautiful, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phone lines. It looks like calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hey, Ms. Blue, it's Hannah.
Hey, Hannah from Atlanta.
How are
you? Hey, Hannah. I am a wonderful. How are you, Hannah? How are you?
I'm coming along pretty well.
Well, that's a good thing. Are you going to share some poetry with us, Hannah?
No. Unfortunately.
No, you're not going to share no poetry. Okay. Did you have something you wanted to share or a question?
I did have a question about a dream I had this morning, and I just really called to say hi.
Okay.
To you and the Remix family. And
well,
to Chaos, if he's listening.
Are you in the chat room by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that might be a good thing, Hannah. Everybody saying, hey, Hannah.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, Hannah.
This is a dream I had this morning, and I'm kind of upset with myself because I can't remember all of it, but I guess the part that I do remember, I was supposed to remember. But I was shopping for a ring, and all of a sudden this guy comes out of nowhere, and he started trying to distract me from getting the rings. So I told him to move out the way or whatever and to show me to the guy that has the rings. And I saw all of these different stones, and I wanted all of them. So I started talking to the guy, and all of a sudden this one stone caught my eye. It was like a quartz mixed with a jade green inside of it, and then in the very center was like gold, and it looked like a key. And so the guy picked up the stone, and he just started, you know, directing the energy towards me. And I felt it while I was asleep, too, and it kind of woke me up. And I was like, oh, that's for the heart chakra. And it was like he balanced my heart chakra all the way down to my root chakra. And I felt all of that. And after he did that, I woke up, and I was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the dream or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Well, that's beautiful. I mean, it looks like that's a very powerful dream. I mean, you woke up, you were feeling good, you could feel the energy coming into your heart chakra. That's beautiful. So what was it about the dream that you felt like you missed? Because that's a beautiful dream. You even said that you could feel the energy. You knew it was coming to the heart chakra. You know that it was doing all of these things. That's amazing. What is there not to like about that dream? That's beautiful.
Oh, I just felt like it was more to it, because sometimes I have issues remembering the entire dream.
Yeah, but, you know, as we spoke about, Hannah, and you've heard me tell this to you as well, sometimes it's not just about remembering the dream. Remember, one of the good things is that our subconscious mind decodes it, whether we know we're decoding it or not. So sometimes the feeling, the emotion of how you woke up is just as important as what happened or what you remembered in the dream. Sort of that ring, even the ring, when you think about the ring and you think about the circle, you think about cycles, it really symbolically symbolizes the bond. So this is you sort of kind of bonding yourself, you know, really having that energy in your heart chakra and really bonding yourself to that particular energy. You woke up laughing. you see. You woke up laughing. You woke up in a very, very good mood, and you know that typically that's not always how you awaken from dreams. So letting you know that's sort of the confirmation that this was a dream of really helping you to remember those things that are important and where to come from. So whenever you want to tap into that energy by getting into working with crystals, working with crystals, particularly those that are in the color of green, which I believe it's called peridot, which is like a clear green quartz crystal that you can actually begin to work with that energy. And letting you know the point to start with the heart chakra if you want to work with that energy. You know, the gold symbolizing there, a lot of that gold energy is about the alchemy, about work being done in that particular place. So amazing, amazing dream, a beautiful dream. Yeah, yeah, that was a good one, Hannah.
Okay.
Yeah, so write it down. Keep writing it down. You know, you can always go to the Android market if you have an Android phone.
I'm downloading it now, and it's acting retarded. I'm about to throw this phone.
Well, which one are you getting, the Remix app or the other one? Sometimes if you're on. Okay, well, if you get the new one, let me know, and then write the dream down, send it to me, and I'll pick up a couple of more tools, tips in there as well, too, to send back to you. But amazing dream. You want to track that one and keep it, you know, really, you know, think about the date and the time. Think about those things that are going on in your life. All of those things come into play. So that was beautiful.
Actually, I think it was, like, in the melanin hours. I think it was, like, 3 and 4 this morning. It was still dark outside.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful and powerful. Good to hear from you. So good to hear from Hannah from Atlanta. Thanks for calling in, Hannah. We'll be in touch.
All right. Peace, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace to you. That's beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue, it's Chelsea, calling from VA.
Greetings, Chelsea. How are you?
I'm good. I want to share a writing, well, one of my writings.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go. It's, I guess it's called My Therapy. It's, all right, a pen and a pad is all I have, so I write. I write whatever comes to mind. I write about my heartache. I write about my pain, my jealousies, my doubts, my fears, and my cheers. I rant, I rave, and I fight. Even if it's just one word, I write. My crazy thoughts, some good, others sad, the hilarious spasms of my brain. If insanity creeps in, I jot that down as well. The darkest of the dark, I try to describe it painfully on that pad with this pen. This is what keeps me going, and that is what keeps me sane. In the midst of all of the pain, tiptoeing around depression and dodging insanity, I have no one to talk to, but I have this blank paper and my therapeutic ballpoint pen. That's it.
Oh, I like that. I write. Beautiful exercise. Maybe we can do that on a toning linguistic where you just get a piece of paper and you write while you write.
Right.
I like that, Chelsea. I like that.
Thank
That's
you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. Beautiful.
Have a good evening.
You too. Peace and love. I like that. Very powerful. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 215. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Colise Natchett-Rennett.
Greetings to you.
Hi, it's been a while. I wanted to do one of my old poems, but it's kind of hip-hop-ish, but it's, you know, and it does have some cuss words in here. I did hear some kids in here, but I hope they're
right.
Okay.
We're grown. Anyone sensitive to that, close your ears.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and get started. Okay. This one is called Chained Heart. Twisted values, and a fuck it attitude. What can be more disturbing than a chained heart, a twisted set of values, and a fuck it attitude? I can pour this drink, a Bloody Mary, a horrible, grotesque murder on Lex Street. A white Russian with no ice sent me 2 missiles. A tequila almost killed the civilization with biochemical weapons. And a grasshopper who fed her customers Ciroc with a side of cat. Twisted heart and chained values. I can even make you bounce to this, get hyped with it, and make you forget all about how I just called your mama a bitch. Twist it, chained, and fuck it. Tell you to go get you a drink, buy shit you can't afford, and sleep with the ladies until your dick gets bored. Twist it, chained, and fuck it. Chained hearts, twisted values, and fuck it attitude is all that was needed to get on board through all your kids down and drain when you get bored, bored with life that you asked for because your reality has been twisted, your heart has been chained, and your ignorance won't be ignored. It will be glamorized, set on high, and hidden from no one's eyes, including all of the little babies that say, wow, look at those shining rims, look at how they spin. I want to be like him. I wonder how he got in. I can do that, and as a matter of fact, I'll go sell crack just to get a name on the street so that my peeps will know my name and my reign in this ghetto. I'll date girls who wear stilettos and drink up all my nuts because milk does a body better. Let her tell all her girlfriends how I make her pussy get wetter and wetter. Hell, my beats will get better and better. But wait, did you get caught up in my rhythm or are you enjoying how it just keeps getting so damn twisted, so damn chained, and how I just said fuck it? Words are powerful. It isn't how you say it. It's what you say. Help change the lyrics to a rap song by adding positivity and education to beats. One.
Wow, I like that. Strong lyrics there.
Yeah, it was strong.
Strong lyrics. Sometimes we need to hear those strong lyrics. Yes.
Yeah, it was a bit. I was really pissed when I wrote that one. It was, I think, last year sometime. And I just was like, you know, I think my sons were like constantly playing like stupid stuff on the radio. And I was like, turn that mess off. I don't want to hear it. You know? So I got in my books and just did what I had to do, you know. And I just threw out their CDs and stuff.
That's it. Creative expression. Gotta love it. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace.
All right, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Definitely sharing, chatting, and chilling in the remix. Would love to hear what you have to share. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917?
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Yes, could you tell me what the numbers 11 and 77 mean in numerology, if you can?
Oh, that's so beautiful. You want to tell us who's on the line?
This is Jason from New York.
Jason from New York. And so what are you looking for, Jason?
Well, I had a dream, and, you know, I had these numbers come to me. It was 38, 39. I put them together. And make 11 and 12 and 11 and 77.
Well, I tell you what, I don't want to spoil the fun for you because it looks like you're already doing your numerology by breaking them down to 11 and 12. You see?
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Yeah,
if these
right.
numbers, yeah. If these numbers are coming to you in a particular dream, and you're studying the numbers, that is definitely a course of action where you can begin to study those numbers. Of course, we know the master number 11 has a lot to do with sort of this gateway that we've been in for some time. Of course, this is what we've been talking about. This is a number of intuition. The number 11, either it divides or either it brings it together. So either you're walking through, because you can see the number 11 as sort of being those two poles, it's either you're walking through that gateway or you're being divided. So depending on how that came to you in a particular dream. You can begin to look at it in many different ways. If there's something in your life that you're being divided by, or is there something that you're actually walking through?
Oh, it's something I'm walking through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. I got you. All right. Are you going to do any shows about the Transformers or the Green Lantern movies?
Me personally, probably not. It may be something that may be coming up on the shows. I know Brother Bobby Hemmett and Brother Panic have somewhat talked about it in some of those past shows about that energy. The Green Lantern has a lot to do with, of course, the heart chakra. You know, really just coming into that place of us connecting with our higher selves. You know, really that portal that we come into. It's the place where the physical and the spiritual world both meet. So it's a lot of that energy that's on the planet there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna waste any more of your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no waste of time. It was good for you to call in and to share that with us and to share those things. So thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Peace. All right. We're going to continue on, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line if you have a question or something you want to share so that we can talk about that. And we can do that here in the remix. Would love to hear from you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Stacy from Detroit.
Oh, greetings, Stacy from Detroit. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. The last couple of times I was listening in, you kind of clicked in on my line. I don't know how that happened. I swear I didn't press no buttons. But anyway, I wasn't prepared to do any sharing and anything. And I just wanted to call in tonight and put a little something down.
All right. Well, we are definitely ready for you to put a little something down for us.
Okay, I'm going to do a little poem I wrote a few years ago.
Okay.
It's called I'm Sorry. It's an ode to black women. Okay.
Stacy, I just want to stop you because I want to make sure I heard this correctly. You said, I'm sorry.
Right.
That's your note to all black women?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's just in general. I'm speaking for...
No. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I heard you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. You fold your arms high and away from me, as if to withhold the one hug that might save my life, and mutter suggestions that you could never mean before shouting them loudly. Through my forest of frustrations, vision grows in contrast to its soil. I could never then see you as you recite words I've only written. You are my sustenance on this earth as I am yours. For no other reason does my mirror cast a soulless image except that I refuse to open my eyes. Out of the corner of your eye, you see my footsteps behind you. You feel me, reaching my arms out for your embrace. I'm beating at your heart's front door. I beg you for that one hug that will indeed save my life. With all the many things in this world, what else would I live for? That's it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. One day I'm going to sing a little something. I just don't really have nothing.
Ooh, you're going to sing for us too?
Yeah, you know I'm multi-talented over here. So.
Oh, yes. I'm loving it. I'm loving
yeah.
it. Whenever you are ready, Stacy.
Okay. Okay, for sure. Peace.
No. Stacy?
Huh? What?
You're getting ready to sing, right?
No, I'll sing one day. One day.
Oh,
no,
I thought you were going to sing right now.
Well, I can. Let me think.
Okay, yeah. Go on and serenade us a little bit.
Okay. Little Carl Thomas. I knew you when I had a friend. Very deeply, love lives within. But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right. Hey, no, what's a man to do? Now I'm trying and trying again, but now this is the end. Tell me what's the use of holding on if we can be friends? Ooh, and I can't let go, no, no. I'm trying to hold on to you. It hurts me so. Gotta let you know. Oh, oh, oh. That's it. Just a little
song. Ah, beautiful. Thank you. Love Carl Thomas, too. Love that, brother. And love you singing it, Stacey. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Peace and love to you, Stacey.
Peace.
Peace. Oh, how beautiful was that? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And yes, Chaos, call in and sing. If you guys want to sing, you want to do a little bit of poetry, you can definitely do that as well. We're going to go back to the phone lines, it looks like. We have Mike calling in on the line, so let's see if we can get another song coming out the deal. Peace and greetings to you. Greetings to you. You're coming in a little low for us. See if you still a little low, but I can hear you. I can hear you. Yes.
Greetings to you and my soul sister, Money. This is Roy from Toronto.
Yes, Roy.
AKA Mike. I got a little something here for Mike. And I don't know. I'll see if I can read it and, you know, explain it later. Did I go ahead?
You're going to, I couldn't hear. Are you going to sing to us, Roy?
No, nothing like that. I'm going to read a poem that I wrote.
Oh, you're going to read a poetry piece. Yes, you can do that. Yes. Try to speak up nice and loud for us. I know that you're coming. I know you're coming in from Canada there. But yes, so we can hear you.
Okay. Name of this poem is called Sweet Lorraine. If only,
mm-hmm.
If only I can turn back the hands of time. Remember in school we would sit next to each other and talk about what I don't remember, but it was good. Your smile, your laugh, your walk, you would laugh like you did not have a care in the world. The world was yours and mine. We lived in the moment of time. Who cares? Me with my kickers from overseas. I loved you then. No, not love, life. I did not know what love was. We rode our bikes home from school every day. You were my girl. Who was I to you? Only you could answer. I wanted you so badly. I rapped, I hustled, I soared, I talked, I couchured. You did not give in. Until one day you give me your heart. I rushed to caress and touch it. But as I entered your heavenly gate, I made it rain within seconds. Oh God, I blew it again. But you took me in your arms and held me with your smile. Graduation dance, you were my date. And that was great. We went our separate ways. You married, I married, and lived in Maryland. Where are you? I heard about you. They changed your name to Lucy, Crazy Lucy. Walking around town, saying hi to everyone. Did you get the clothes, lipstick, and perfume I sent you? Would you remember when I see you? Would you answer when I call out to you? Would you remember? Would you? Only if only we can turn back time. To them, you're a crazy Lucy, but to me, you will always be sweet Lorraine. If only. And that's it.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with them.
Sure. Anytime, anytime.
Yes, we'd love to hear more. Peace and love to you, Roy. Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. Love to hear the brothers do poetry to sisters. Do you guys remember the show that I did, the poetry show, where I played some poetry that came from thousands of years ago, that sisters were saying the brothers and brothers were saying the sisters out of ancient Kemet? Love it, love it. That's some of the best things you can do. So next, we have calling in, it looks like, Prophet Andre.
Hey.
Greeting.
Hey, peace and blessings to you. Turn it down for me. How's it going, Mama Blue?
It's going well. Sounds like you got a house full over there.
Yeah, I was trying to tell him to turn it down for me for a second until I finish. You can turn that down. Hello? Yeah.
Here?
Oh, okay, yeah. How's everything going?
Everything is wonderful. Are you calling in to share some poetry with us this evening?
Yeah, you know I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to spit, but I'm just supposed to let the spirit flow, right?
Okay.
Untitled. All right.
Here we go.
For I am the fulfillment of your empty vessel. When looking at me, it's like looking at destiny. So what I speak from my mouth is life, though we're surrounded by so much death, and we tremble upon the plantations in which we are a victim to. It's called slavery. Not the slavery you can see, touch, feel, or taste. It's the slavery that has you misplaced in the wrong place. It's like the sparkle of light upon your face, looking through the eyes of the deceptor, only to be deceived in your own dreams. Where shall we stand? For I am the fulfillment of emptiness in your vessel. I say what is destined to be. I give you a little bit and hold back the best of me. Because if I overdose you with God's love, you'll try to crucify me on the cross like Jesus was. So I shall be the Savior, giving my life through strife, pain, anger, and deception. My truest pleasure is to die, only to live in a place where no man can ever go. For we are beholden the soul, but though we slowly burn in the torment of our desires, that burns the heart like fire, that burdens the pain where you can't see anything before you. So what's the truth of you and I? We are the I am that now stands in the now. We are the now that never can see the past, because the past is gone and the future never comes. So we constantly run and tumble by the wayside in the pit of deception. For we shall stand, for we shall be at peace. And I shall be the man, I shall be the woman, I shall be your God once you see God is in you as well as me. So here's my words to God's son, be free, be free, be free, for I am the fulfillment of the vessel that's empty of pity. That's that peace.
Beautiful. Be free, everybody. Be free. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, only on your show, Miss Blue, I'm going to bring out the fire.
Love it, Andre. Love it, Prophet Andre. Thank you so much. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
Yeah, that was nice. That was really nice. Be free, everyone. So we're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 284. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah, Miss Blue, this is Urials calling in from the British Virgin Islands.
Oh, greetings to you.
Okay, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm gonna do some poetry for everybody just because what I had, actually I heard a little bit of something from everybody that made sense to, like, what I got to say, so something
yeah.
just
is that
made
the
me
bird? Is that the beautiful bird in the background speaking to you?
Actually, it's the rain. It's actually raining right now.
It's raining, but I hear a bird, too.
A bird? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you see, I hear that all the time, so it's blocked out of my head, so I know you heard
it. Oh, beautiful. Well, we are so honored to have you call in from one of my favorite places, the Virgin Islands.
Okay,
So, whenever you're ready.
Okay, actually, it's like three small poems, but it's one whole poem altogether. The first part is named Self-Actualization. The next part is named I Am, and the last part is named Queen. I'm gonna just start it off.
Okay.
As the fog clears, the sky gets darker before I appear. The place gets hotter, and everything gets louder. The moon tries to find out what he's really under. Is it the stars or the sun, the cars or the guns, the spark of flame that ignites wisdom? Some other time or some other place, I don't bother about the food if I can't taste. I replace the sugar with a salty taste that I fill with a trace of arrogance, ignorance, and perseverance. As for the old mentality, it's for clearance. I am. I asked Jah to let me see, and he showed me shit that I didn't want to see. I asked Jah to let me hear, and my head was flooded with all kind of fuck I didn't want to hear. I asked Jah to let me feel, and the pain pulsated from my heart to my brain. I asked Jah why, and he told me that I had a special role in this life. I asked Jah what, and he showed me a collage of all my suffering. My son, he said, the higher you get, the harder the step. The devil will test, but just smile, you're blessed. I gave you the power to take life so that you can defend my sheep and word with a sword or hammer. I gave you incredible aim so that no innocent blood shall be spilt amidst the possessed. I gave you unfailing logic so that no society or emotion can stop you from making sense out of nonsense. I gave you a body free from gluttony so that you may never take anything that you don't need. I gave you a daughter so that you may know how much you needed a love. I took your daughter to show you that you needed to build a high tolerance for pain. You are me, and I am you. So then I said, show me a sign. And without hesitation, I woke from the most vivid dream I ever had. The Queen, my word is my strength. My life is my breath. My love is my comfort, and I'll never regret. So crazy is my thinking, so confused are my thoughts. To be understood clearly was a battle I fought. But things change. Was it always in vain? Sometimes I walk through the rain, and sometimes I love pain. Sometimes I guess pain just loves the kind of shit I maintain. Not easily broken, but I shatter once open. Turn on your heart. You ain't hear me calling? That's it right there, Miss Blue.
That was lovely. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful and very, very powerful words. And some of the sisters are saying that was, well, I don't know if they're saying that to you, but they said, yes, it was beautiful. They love it. Smooth vibrations and lovely, lovely. So hopefully you all that can.
Thanks. Oh, no, well, I'm online, too. It's your reels. I'm right online. I'm
right here. Oh, okay. Are you in the chat room?
Yeah, that's me right there with a little red. Just said hey.
Okay. I was going to say, whisper your name. Don't let him come after you all at once.
It's all right. I'm a consumer, but I got that accent when I'm ready.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. You'll definitely have to call back in and let us hear you, the birds and the rain all together. Just a powerful trinity there. So thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Miss Blue. Blessings.
Blessings. Oh, wow. That just touched my heart. I love that. That was beautiful. All right. We're chatting and chilling, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Is the number to call, y'all. We've been having fun tonight. Let's keep it that way. All right. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 312.
Peace, Miss Blue.
Peace, Esther. Yes,
oh, wow.
Know your magic. That's right. Know your magic. Know it now.
Oh, wow. Peace, Remix family. Peace, Miss Blue. That was like perfect timing. So I have a poem. I actually have two poems, but maybe
yay.
I'll just read one now, or I can read them both. It's up to you. okay, so my first one is called Gate One. All right. Flipping through dimensions, I can feel all my tension released into the universe. I'm multiplex. My colorful hearse, I embrace it. Though my emotions keep me grounded, the complexity of astral traveling leaves my insides completely confounded. Battleship Galactica, my Earth ship, the target practicum. Three shots fired, dead on, feeling spatial impact head on, release. I'm not coming back. Official cause of death listed as heart attack. No revival. I board my spaceship priority seating. See y'all next flight. Esther Stone tweeting. That's it.
Beautiful, powerful, always powerful, coming from you. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Do you want me to do my other one now? Do you want me to let other people get on?
I would say you can continue if you want to. I guess we can take a couple of calls. And then what I'll do is I'll come back, and then you can definitely come back, because everyone's loving it. You see them in the chat room. They love it. They love it. We see you, Griffin. So, yes, definitely hold tight, Esther, because I want to come back to you so you can come back on as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So, beautiful. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. And calling in, it looks like, from area code 714. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
714. Live in the Remix.
Should've known.
I know.
Should've
know your magic. Yes, no coincidence. Hi, Esther. How you doing? Yes, it's Blue. Well, I was going to kind of... I just wanted to share something with you, my experience I had today. I wanted to do one of my poems, but the experience was this. No, I took up my light bill, and that thing pissed me off. Now, this is the problem. We have less appliances, and the light bill that we have now is when we used to have two refrigerators, washing machine, and a lot of other stuff going. This is how I personally feel. These people are robbing me. Now, I got really pissed. So I kind of did something that I did it already and it worked. So I'm saying I'm doing it for the power company because they are robbing me. I mean, I should not be paying that amount of money. I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know. I just feel like they're robbing me. Miss Blue, listen. What the bill that is now is 14,000 Jamaican dollars. That is not right. That is just not right. I got so pissed today. I was like, no, that's it. I've been paying it. I've been a nice guy up until this point because now I can see we have less stuff and all of that. So I just wanted to know if my approach was the correct one because basically you see that bottle ritual? Yeah, it worked for me with a couple of people. So I'm like working it on like the power company because this thing just cannot continue. It's just not fair. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, Griffin.
Oh, man. I was so pissed today. It's like, nah, no more. No more. So, like, this is how I feel. Even if, like, you know, I'm not going to say even if because it better work. But I'm just saying, like, my approach to it is, instead of staying there and being pissed and, you know, cussing up, and I just did what I think I needed to do and just
out. It sounds like, Griffin, that you have this under control. Really? It sounds like you have this all under control. Trust and believe, I know you have it under control.
Okay, no, for portrait. Thank you. Skydiving dome.
Sounds like you got it under control. There is nothing for Miss Blue to say to that. Ah, Shay. Ah, Shay.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. And I tell you what, it's going to make it even better once you do that poetry piece. It's just going to make you feel so much better.
Okay, wonderful. I know I'm going to do it after I stop skinning my grin like a Cheshire cat. Anyway, no. Skydiving through my dream, I see myself holding a bright light. As I crash through the mirror, I contemplate birth by sleep. Did I come from out of shadow? Lesson one, the old master said, part the dark clouds with your telekinetic mind. Lesson two, get the flames of old from Zen Dragon of Akomelgon. If you forget your baby magic, go to Mother Spider. She will give you milk. When you collect all the pieces of the broken mirror, then you find true peace. That's it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Griffin.
You're welcome, Miss Blue. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for your time.
And thank
and
you
for
talking.
And for listening to me going off on the Bill Company.
It's okay. It's okay. You're live in the remix. So beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
Yes. All right. Take care, everyone.
You too. Peace and love. 646-652-2711 is the number to call everyone if you want to share, to call in and share. We're chatting and chilling here, doing it remix style. Speaking of mirrors, if you guys have not gotten your mirror from Brother Bobby Hemmett, you definitely want to do that, as well as other things as well, too. And you can definitely reach him by calling Brother Bobby Hemmett at 678-358-1055 so that you can get the picture packet, DVDs, the mirror for scrying, all of those things. He has that very powerful mirror that has the Egyptian hieroglyphs around it. That works very, very magically well. So, and don't forget your herb packs either from Brother Panic. And we know how to reach him at Panic, P-A-I-N-C, Panic Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you can reach Brother Panic and get your Panic Pack. Yeah. So, now we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in. It looks like from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is this high rising sun? What up, family? Can you hear me?
Greetings. Well, I don't know about the family, but I think you could speak to me first. How you doing?
I'm sorry, Miss Blue. I apologize. I am fantastically well, and how about yourself?
I am wonderful. Good to hear you on the line. Please tell me you're going to do some poetry for us, are you?
Yeah, I kind of conjured up something since I missed the linguistics. I'm a little disappointed by that, but I came up with something. And it's a big shout-out to the Remix family. So it's to y'all. I actually took some of y'all names and just threw it in here and came up with a little something.
Okay. We're ready to hear this. Beautiful.
All right. Now, I couldn't fit everybody, so, you know, you got to excuse me, and I apologize now before I finish.
Okay.
But,
I hope I'm in there.
Yeah, you in there. You in there. I picked you up. So here we go. The chaos realm of life flows, rise like healing waters. A dark night, a black rebel, like flipping dimes to quarters. Sitting right in deep with my L.A. blue ink, focused like the eye of Kemet, and my ship never sinks. In this crazy world, you gotta move with smile, nods, and winks. The true blue indigo oracle leaves you glued to your seat. My dream amp by rainwater, oh, my soul never sleeps. Can't forget my girl Esther, the linguistics queen. Make sure you know your magic and keep your mind at peace.
Love it. Love it. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's good for you to call in and share that with us. Love that. Oh, we're getting a couple of tears. People said you didn't say their name.
I apologize in the beginning. I'm sorry. I would have went on forever to put everybody in it.
Yes, yes, we could have.
I'm going to do a Remix Family remix.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. That should be a project we can put on maybe the next Toning Our Linguistics. We can see how many of the Remix folks we can get into one piece and just kind of put everybody's name in there. So beautiful. Love that. Love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Appreciate y'all listening.
All right. Peace and love to you.
Bless.
Beautiful. That was so nice. So nice and thoughtful. We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the phone lines now. I believe we have Nancy Lockhart on the line. Let's see. Peace and
Hi,
greetings. Is that... Hey, Nancy, that is you.
Yes. Peace and blessings. How are you all doing?
We are wonderful. We're just chatting and chilling tonight. Sometimes these shows are so good. You know, we do so much heavy work, everyone, in their everyday life, in their know their magic life, that sometimes you just need a place where you can just kind of chill out, you know, just chat and chill and just have fun and just see what's going on. So
I've enjoyed it,
Have you? Oh, yes. They are amazing. Love the Remix family. Nancy? I've gotten a couple of questions, so this is why I asked you to call in. And so if you guys don't know who Nancy Lockhart is, she is, Griffin is announcing you in the chat room, so I wish I should just click on him and let him give your introduction. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that, so let's go to Griffin.
I don't see it. Oh.
Griffin? Griffin? 714. Griffin?
Please.
He knows he's live. Griffin, he's not answering, so we can't
hello,
hear him.
Hello, 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 hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Griffin, since you were doing such an excellent job in the chat room of introducing Nancy Lockhart, I'll let you do it now live.
Announcing the legal goddess herself, Miss Nancy Lockhart. Please bow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Chris.
You're most welcome, madam.
See, that was beautiful. I could hear him doing it inside the chat room. I could hear
him. Wow.
Someone said they need to go get some more Captain Morgan. But anyway, so now, let's continue to talk about it, because I want to talk about your some of the things that you're doing. I've had a couple of questions about your new book that's coming out, And I'm going to let you say the name of it. And I know you have a couple of other projects you're working on, but a lot of people wanted to know about your show, because I know you have a show that you're going to be doing on Blog Talk Radio, where they can find that, what time that's going to be, and we can talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I did the first show last week on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at 11:30. Hopefully it will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock this week.
Mm-hmm.
And should I put what? To put the chat, the link in the chat room? It's actually, you know, Blog Talk Radio, of course, and then /, The Nancy Lockhart Show.
Yes, The Nancy Lockhart Show. And we'll talk about in a minute some of those things that people can hope to find or that they can get from listening to the show. As you guys know, Nancy Lockhart is one of the country's top legal analysts, and so she deals with those things when it comes to legal situation. And her latest project, Nancy, I'm going to let you say the book, because everybody just wants me to say the name of the book again, and I'm just not going to do it right now, but I'll let you say it.
Oh, Miss Blue, you aren't ashamed of the book, are you?
Oh, no. I love the name of the book.
I'm just kidding. The book is Locked Up, What to Do When Your Ass Gets Locked Up, A Poor
That's
Man's
it.
Guide to Freedom.
That's it. What to
That's
do
it.
When your ass gets locked up. And so this is not just for people who get their asses locked up. This is for the people who love them, too.
Exactly. And, this is for the people who love them, and this is also hopefully a measure of prevention. You know, I just got through reading an article about the young man who was caught up in that Bishop Eddie Long scandal, and he was arrested down in Florida and has some pretty heavy charges, but, you know, he knew to say, I need an attorney, but he didn't stop talking. And I was thinking, my goodness, he certainly could have profited from what to do when your ass gets locked up.
Yes, and a couple of people are asking, how can they purchase this book as well, too, to get?
Oh, okay. Well, you can send me an email at thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. That's thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. And I will forward details. I initially had an introductory price, and that deadline is over. So copies are $20. And if you forward me your information, I sent an electronic version of the guidebook out.
A lot of powerful things in there, because it talks about things to do to keep your ass from getting locked up, too. Just some little tips, things that if you're not working sort of on the legal side that you might not know about, you know, things that you just wouldn't know about, things to do. You know, should you find yourself in a situation, then there's a lot of things that you can do. I know you also have another book that's coming out that has to do with baby mama and baby daddy drama.
Yes, and this is how to avoid the pitfalls of child support.
Yes.
Yes,
and yes, and the other one, Baby Mama Drama, Baby Daddy Drama, Pitfalls of Child Support. And so you guys really, really need to get these things. These are some things that you need to get your hands on, so you can see a lot of preventive things in there, some coming from both perspectives, whether you're the baby mama or whether you're the baby daddy, or maybe you're the one that's sort of kind of in the position where child support is going to be sort of subpoenaed to you. And so it has a lot to do with that. So some good information in there. I know it's some more things coming in the series. a lot of people are looking at that child support. They said it's really kicking them in the fanny there.
Yeah.
So you guys, you want to get that book, and you definitely want to get the one about what to do, you know, when your ass is locked up, because she also talks about child support, how that could get your ass locked up too. So it's a lot of things in there that you can take as preventive measures as well. If someone you know is locked up, it can also help them as well too. So lots of those things. Yes. Yes.
And you asked me what the Blog Talk show would be like. I plan to feature cases. That's the plan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And probably occasionally have some guests.
Okay.
It relates to certain cases, yeah. We, of course, you know, don't get into the mainstream media, and I think there are just some cases out there that all of us need to know about. And so hopefully that will be the focus. But I'm open for ideas also, you know, and suggestions.
Okay, beautiful. So you guys know how to reach her. You can find her on Blog Talk Radio. You can always find her in the remix, but find her at the Nancy Lockhart Show, or you can email her at thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'll put those in the chat room. Thank you, Ms. Thorne. Thanks, Remix family. Yeah.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, love that sister. She's done some very, very powerful work with a lot of main cases all around the country. So definitely, Remix family, support her, because she definitely supports the work of our people. All over the country, all over the world, really. So big ups to Nancy. And thank you for that, Griffin. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Dar out here in New Mexico.
Greetings to you.
And greetings to you. Couple of things. That bird sounded like he had a poem of his own.
Yes, it was beautiful. Oh, that bird was talking to me. I heard that loud and clear.
Bird was talking to me too. I'm telling you, that bird was talking to all of it. He was telling everybody
yes.
What was up. That bird was like, oh yeah, right. Don't believe that name.
The bird was beautiful. That was beautiful, beautiful sound. Yes.
Yeah, it was cool. That was cool. And the other thing is. So Hannah starts talking about these stones. I had a dream about 3 nights ago. My mom, who's gone, gave me a diamond earring, like a gift. Like I thought I was like I felt like I was at a high school graduation or something. You know what I'm saying? She gives me this in this dream. She gives me this diamond, and then. You know, the dream kept going, and all of a sudden it was like 2 diamonds and put up in either ear, and then it got goofy after that, and I kind of woke up, and I was in a reverie, and I was going, okay, so which ear do you put it in if you're not gay? Which ear do you put it in if you are gay? Which ear do you put it in if you put it in both ears? So it got kind of goofy, but I thought that was real interesting that, you know, these stones are, like, coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, this is really the energy of it. The stones have, that's something that's always been close to my heart as well, too. I give them out personal stones that are connected with you in the session and tell you how you can begin to work with them and to activate them, because really crystals and stones really run the planet. I talked about this on another show that we were all talking about. You know, when you have these particular stones that come up in your dreams, begin to get into their properties and study them. You know, the diamond has some very unique qualities of itself, because the diamond really reflects and magnifies a lot of the energy that's going on, whether some of those energies be negative or positive. It will just amplify whatever is there. So the diamond is also about building and bonding relationships. This is why typically in the ritual of getting married, we also pass on the diamond to the woman. That's why the diamond is there. You know, one of the things about the diamond actually holds no loyalty to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond. And so,
it
enhances negative energy as well as positive energy. So that diamond will just start to bring out all of those things, you know. It has a lot of cleansing, and it really just sort of kind of brings things to the forefront. So the diamond does that. A lot of times, this is why even in situations where a woman has been given the diamond, you will be able to see them take that ring off and they'll throw it. Because, see, that energy is pulling from that diamond. So a lot of times mm-hmm. that happens. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So something came up as you were saying that. So somebody who receives a diamond in a dream, I'm looking at this, I'm not looking at myself, I'm actually looking at somebody who receives a diamond in a dream, then that could mean also, from what you're saying, that they have been told in a certain way, that they have been given a certain level of responsibility and now able to handle a stone with a lot of volatility. And so it could mean like a it could actually mean graduation in a sense, being given a diamond.
Yes. Well, let's just look at it, because I like to look at things on an individual level. And your mother bringing that diamond to you is mm-hmm. symbolic of her telling that to you as her son.
Mm. Okay. You see? Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it is that bonding of the relationship to let you know, even though she's not here in the physical, she is still mm-hmm. with you. You see, she is still with you, helping you, still there, really bringing that relationship together. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that. I know that. As a matter of fact, she's with me so much and doing so much help. It looks like a being came in and killed her in my dream. To cause, you know, and I thought about the dream after. I was going, okay, so this being probably tried to sever that relationship because that power is strong. So I'm not sure what the bottom line of that is. But you know, I was literally there crying next to my. This was a dream before, crying next to my mother. And then I said,
right.
Wait a minute, you know. And I woke up out of that, and I was going, wait a minute, that's something. That's one of these mischievous entities from the other side, you know, getting in the way. And mm-hmm. and clearly, and then I go, Mom, are you still around? And, mm-hmm. you know, I got a clear-cut answer. I mean, the car I have right now, it's got the license plate on the car is the first three digits of their phone number in both letters and numbers. It's 752 in numbers, and then there's 752 in letters. So, I mean,
right.
She got me the car, so, I thank her for the kiss. So all the stuff that you're saying is absolutely right on, you know?
Yeah.
And
beautiful, very powerful. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, I do have a poem. God help me to do this, Joan.
Okay, go ahead. We love to hear poetry.
Okay.
I do, anyway.
All right. So anyway, it's Voices from a Higher Plane is what I'm calling it. So it goes like this. Yeah, don't trip because we're vibing in your head. You ain't crazy. We just had to tune you into the frequency where you need to be to know the reality and how the game is being played. From a galaxy all not that far away, we came to drop this before it all slips away. Peep this. A new consciousness has already hit. You're in the mix if you want to be or not, and that's it. You got to meditate. Don't sleep. Be aware. Be awake. If you want to make a change, know the real from the fake. Flipping pages. We've been here, homie. We already on the case. The mothership and a multitude of family await. Adjustments to the time scheme already made. Nearly time for the frequency to shift the human race to a new vibration. Touch all nations, all trains leaving the station, going to the next level of consciousness, the next level of consciousness, the next level of consciousness, the next level of consciousness.
Love it. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. That's beautiful.
All right.
Always a pleasure to speak with you. Peace and love.
Always a pleasure. Love y'all. Love y'all.
Love you too.
All right.
Oh, that was so nice. So nice. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So you guys give us a call. We're going to go back to Esther in just a moment. I see her still there. So we're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 734. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Rome. Peace, Miss Blue. You know who this is.
Oh, yes.
It's me, Chaos.
Yes.
What's up?
Yes, we know. What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I guess I'm going to go ahead and sing a little something. You told me to call and sing, so I'm going to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't laugh at me. I'm a little rusty here. Try and pull it together here. Sing something here. Hold on. Here we go. All right, here we go. I can tell you how I feel for you and all the things that I could do to show you the love I have is true. There are many words that I could say, some melodies that I like to play, to show you the love I have is true. But my thoughts may change and my words will pass, and only what I do is gonna last. And this will show you the love I have is true, yeah.
Wow. Chaos. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
So that's all. That's all I got.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, you could sing to me all night. Do you want to sing something else?
I'm so rusty. I said, let me go ahead. I've been talking shit. I've been saying, I'm going to call in and sing. I'm going to call in and sing. I know everybody's like, that nigga can't sing. But I used to do it all the time. So I'm real rusty, but I figured I'd call in and do something different.
Woo, people are saying, what's your number? You make me melt. Lord have mercy.
Shit, I'm not as good as I used to be. I'm trying to get back.
Oh, wow.
Love you, Miss Blue. Don't forget about that picture of that staff. I want to know what you think
about that. No. I am not going to forget about that. How could I ever? And definitely, you're in my records right now. That was beautiful. You have to come back and sing for us again. That was amazing.
Maybe I'll do something else next time. So let me go ahead and get on off of here, get back to my work. But peace and blessings to everybody. Love all of y'all.
All right. Peace and love. Wasn't that amazing? Let me go to Esther right now. Peace, Esther. I don't know if Esther's still on the phone.
I'm here. Sorry. I had to get myself together.
I'm telling you.
Chaos, I take back everything I ever said about you, darling. I take it all back, okay? I'm perfect.
Oh, wow.
That was really beautiful, though. Seriously, that was really beautiful.
It really was. Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know how I could follow that up. Goodness gracious. Hey.
Yes. That was so nice.
It really was. That was really unexpected too, Chaos. That was hot. Very hot.
Yes.
All right. Goodness.
Griffin is crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me do my poll. Okay, so I have to stop looking at the chat room for real. Let me get out.
Don't look in there. Don't look.
Okay, this poem is called Conscious Coonery. Okay. All right. It's the mundaneness of this realm that you try to escape, the dealings of day-to-day bullshit, repetition of cycles we all truly hate,
Awareness is a new world untouched. All of a sudden, what seemed impossible now seems like a rush. The initial stage of any cycle occurs this way. But what happens when all that newness fades? Deep, dark, spiraling grunts, the arrogance, the ego, the constant stunning, mental masturbation and intellectual starvation. All of a sudden, now you know everything. The world is your caged in. Hotep, peace, namaste, God, goddess, king, queen, a hyphenated Egyptian name to add to your regime. The image you portray is grander than your reality. You now project your own lack of sanity. You've read every book and have theories on each one. You don't listen to the minions. You call them your sons. Mr. Know-it-all, who don't know shit, ain't read one book, just regurgitating lit. I become disengaged in world-shaped disease. My mind responds to crooked T's and S-shaped like V's. In other words, I don't conform. What's the point of calling yourself aware if you're scared to open the doors? What's the meaning of a ceiling without recognizing the floor? You think because you call all women queens, you're sleeping around no longer classifies you as a whore? The wordplay, titles, big words, and fuckery bury us in graves we can't escape. Your lack of understanding is what seals your fate. Your inner soul walls become barricaded, unable to ascend. Before you try to point the finger, you have to search within. Viral consciousness will be the death of us all. I liked it better when it was all underground. Anyone can be a warrior behind a monitor, but does that mean you will stand tall? When oppression kicks in the front door, will you rebuke the call? Or are you another agent assisting in our own downfall? That's that piece.
That's it. That's what's up. That's hot. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for coming back on and sharing that.
Thank you.
Well, and if anybody else just want to sing, you guys want to do some poetry, 646-652-2711. We're chatting and chilling right here live in the remix. As we do, we can continue to do it. So call in, you guys. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you, Esther. Hopefully you'll come back and do another piece.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Peace. Beautiful, beautiful, you guys. So definitely call in. Press 1. Let me know you're on the phone lines, and we'll go from there. We're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kool-Aid. I'm calling out of the Northern Virginia area, even though my phone is Tidewater area, but I am calling out of the Northern Virginia area. So,
okay. Do you have us on speaker, or do you have an earpiece in? Because we're getting mad feedback.
Yeah, I do. Hold on. Let me see if I can fix this. Is that better?
That is better. And you said this is Kool-Aid?
Yes.
All right. Peace, Kool-Aid. You going to sing something for us?
Oh, no, no, no. Y'all might hang up if y'all did that. But I did have a poem, and I've been working on this for a while and trying to get this together. So I've done it a few times, and I made a lot of changes to it, but hopefully y'all like it, and bear with me.
Okay, we're ready when you are.
Okay. This isn't your typical love poem, and knowing how sneaky this bitch is, I don't want to speak too loud because she's listening. I do love her, but I know with no doubt in my mind that she doesn't and will never love me. I don't know how many men she's been with. She's not your typical Match.com girl. I'm sure you've all experienced that moment when you have seen the sexiest profile picture. Now check out her stats. She's got the body of a goddess, curved and shapely, got the right peaks and valleys, you know. She's not that tall and has some wide-ass hips, like coast to coast. Then baby got that ripped, flat interior section. I was so intrigued until I saw that face. face from hell. But I say to myself, ugliness can be fixed. I mean, we all do have our faults. So I read her greeting. She says she's not shy and her sex is irresistible. All you have to do is come. She even went on to say that when her sexual faucet, like straight up and down, over the middle, overflows, move away because she isn't a squirter. She's a gusher. So I know I had to say this profile as a favorite. Where does my love for her originate? I guess it was a poem that she wrote, a piece about finally being liberated and independent, another about how men can do right about her. I loved her strength and confidence in the words she would display. I loved her ideals. I loved the way I felt when I would explore her. Then I matured and saw more than I thought I would ever see and understood that she may have matured in her size, in her look, in her attributes, but her mentality, her ass is still a child, and she's pretty fucked up in the brain, and I try not to fuck with her like that. I Googled her one night, and I found out some interesting shit. Now, her fucked up ways started when she was born. She's a bastard. And her relatives couldn't agree on a name for her. They tried to bring some stability and a mother's love to her young life, but all she ever saw and learned to do from a young age was how to fight, accuse, bicker, argue, gossip, gold dig, and of course, fuck. The father figure in her life that helped tarnish her, that's what they all did. And I guess if she would have had a mother, she wouldn't walk around fucking everyone and everything over just for her own satisfaction. You know how us men are. We revel in what we can attain through any means, but not in a nurturing way. They did their best they could to give her a set of ideals and principles and make it plain and simple, sort of like a set of rules, laying down the law. Fathers with no help from mothers have their issues. This is the importance of a two-parent household, to keep one another in check. Children pay attention and will learn from your actions, just like she did. A father that helped to raise her was a great man, and his legacy and achievements are known worldwide. But I remember my mother told me a long time ago, if it doesn't come out in the wash, it comes out in the rinse. And when his closet full of secrets was opened and it was discovered that he had a weakness for the forbidden fruit of chocolate, all hell broke loose. This secret was the subject of numerous arguments and long, drawn-out fights between her relatives, punishable by humiliation and even death. All her fathers were taking part in the same game. It was kept on the down low, but everybody knew. I feel sorry for the girl, but I feel more sorry for me that I continue to love her. I'll admit that she does have a soft spot in her heart for those of her friends that are less fortunate and have fallen on hard times. But beware, baby girl's gangster if you dare to attempt to cross her. Now check this out. One brother was speaking sexy and soft love poems about his dreams of her. She got tired of hearing them. Since he wouldn't let it be, he got shot. Another brother was talking about her and I and what she did to him, and I'm telling you, some real cold-blooded shit that would make any woman mad. And this chick went and got his own brothers to terrorize him to get him to stop. Guess what? He got shot. Now, this one dude got it done in real bad. He was protective of her, did all the right things, and was a popular dude. Took an oath and vow of love and honor to her for everyone to see. Then, for some reason that no one knows, this bitch got mad at him and arranged a drive-by shooting on him. She threatens to beat you and beat your ass in front of her friends, and then threatens your friends too. And if someone has the guts to attack her or throws a punch, she'll fuck them up and then fuck up someone else for general purposes. The bitch can take on many at one time. It's a gangbang, and all she's doing the fucking. She's just a big booty bully ass bitch. Even with obvious proof and her prints on the gun, even with a written and recorded confession, the verdict is not guilty. She is a cocky bitch and will swing her pussy out and beg you to fuck her. She'll fuck and throw her cum and your cum in your face. She'll take your cash and leave you without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. You can sing her praises, she'll curse you. Try to reason with her, she'll ignore you. Ask for her help, she'll turn a blind eye and will dare you to leave her arms, chiming and claiming in that you don't love her, knowing you won't ever find a bigger, badder bitch than she is. But that's her. She will fuck you, your mama, daddy, and your baby, and then label you the whore. This is not your typical love poem, as I said. I do love her, and she will never love me. I don't care to fight with her. I know she won't return to love. America, this not-so-typical love poem is about you.
I feel like we need to do a whole show off of that. That's very thought-provoking. And it's interesting, as I was listening to your words, and I want to thank you for sharing them, I could vividly see the pictures of she, not being she as in just a woman, but she as some being he, being played out, you know? Powerful. Yeah, very powerful. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for sharing that. Yes. 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 Beautiful. Beautiful Kool-Aid. Love you too, Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid put it down. Kool-Aid put it down. Kool-Aid put it down. Wow. That's a reflection. Check it. Check it 100 times over. I promise you, check that reflection. He put it down. Yes, he put it down. Stopped it in its tracks. I love it. Oh, I get so hot for those things. I love that. I love outside of the box. I love it. I love the thinkers. I love those who are on their square, who can express themselves in a way that may not be sort of nice sometimes. I love that. Really do. Yes, Kool-Aid. You put it down. Lots of flavor there. That's all the Kool-Aid. What you want? A little bit of grape, a little bit of cherry, a little lemonade mixed with a little lime. He mixed up the Kool-Aid. Yes, 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 Esther, straight with no chaser. It wasn't no sugar up in there. No sugar in that Kool-Aid. I love it. I love it. For those of you who know where I'm vibing, you get me. You get me. For the rest of you, I apologize. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I think you guys get it. I love it. I love it. There is a way that spirit has a way of bringing certain energy back where it needs to be, and I just love it. I love it. Know your magic. Know your magic now. So I love that. Thank you, Kool-Aid. Thank you. Yes, LaBlue, that was supersonic. That is supersonic. Yes, 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 Kool-Aid. Yes, yes. Oh, wow. I wish they had a replay button because I'd replay that. And some of the spots, I just hit replay again. Say that one more time. Say it one more time. Say it again and again and again and again and again and again. Love it. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next caller. I could stay here. I could do a whole show on that piece right there with Kool-Aid. Oh, Kool-Aid, I'm vibing with you. I love that. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, so going to the next caller, calling in from area code 248. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Victor, always out of Detroit. Back at ya.
All right, Victor, calling from Detroit. Victor, you going to sing for us?
Nah, I'm not going to sing. I got a little poetry rant.
Okay. Well, we are ready.
We got energy going on tonight, don't we?
Always. But tonight?
We vibrating.
Oh.
We vibrating tonight.
Yes, yes. We getting down to the core of things, you know. There's a terminology in business. They call it a root cause and analysis. And, for those of you out there, it's a lot of root cause and analysis that need to be going on. And that took it down to the root. We want to know what's going on the surface. Don't look at the surface. Go down to the root. Kool-Aid took
us
down to the root. Yeah, he went very deep in that. Okay.
Hey.
All right. Well, we are ready for what you have to deliver to us tonight. 646-652-2711, everyone. call in. We still have about 30 minutes left to go in the forum here, and we're waiting on you, brother.
Okay, this is called Where Love Lives. To love, what is that feeling, we ask? Is it the feeling of compassion, of being with one another, sharing affections and aspirations? Is love the word related with the groaning and longing for the heart? I ask, do you know love, and does love love you? Questions of questions fill the mind. Has that feeling that can't be explained ever captured you? And the only answer that was love, to say I love you? Where does this love live, and where is its truth? Mind, body, and soul. As one focus, or one who matters more than oneself, could that be my love? Will love ever love me in times of loneliness? Oh, love, will you ever meet me? Time walks in time. When will we have our moment? I have searched for you, but you never for me. Is this my infatuation driving me, or the fantasy I seek, which does not last? Oh, love, where do you dwell? I wish the wish for you to finally find me. My quest I yearn to come to an end, but for you I carry on. Will I be loved? Have I been loved? Have I given love? Show me your love, or have I been made a fool searching for you? That's all.
Mm. Another deep piece right there. Another deep piece. Yeah, love. Love. That's it. Love that. Love that. Thank you for sharing that. Very powerful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. All right. Peace and love to you.
Peace.
Peace. Yeah. I think I want to go back to Kool-Aid for a minute. Kool-Aid, if you're on the line, I think I'm going to go back to you. I want to ask you a question. And maybe we can talk about that. And even the brother who just did the love, the brothers is just, they always just step up. I love that. I love to see that. Sisters, we are always here. But the brothers, wow. The brothers, they just take it to a whole new level. Take it to a whole new level. And it's definitely good energy to see, to feel, to hear, and to know that it is there. So to all the brothers, thank you guys, and much love as well to the sisters. But I want to go back to Kool-Aid to a minute. Kool-Aid, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I have a question for you, Kool-Aid. I want to ask you a question, and you can share this with everyone. Tell me a little bit about that inspiration that sort of kind of got you into that piece.
I watch a lot of the History Channel, and I think they were doing a special about the Revolutionary War. And no, it was the Civil War. That's what it was. They're doing a lot about the Civil War. And they kept talking about the founding fathers, the founding fathers, the founding fathers. And, you know, it just kept, you know, ringing in my head, like, okay, I'm starting to understand it now. And one of the main things I understood was because you go to work from 9 to 5, and you get home from work, and you do what you got to do at home, and you go to sleep. Then you wake up the next morning and you still tired. So I asked myself, why am I still tired when I just got, you know, I just woke up?
Right.
And why is it that as a country, we regard the country as a female, but yet a lot of the things that the country does is out of the mindset of a male? How much more do we need to have? How much more bickering and arguing? How come this country is not taking the hint from other countries and giving the females the opportunity to nurture this country?
Right.
You know, they're talking about the whole debt ceiling and all this other stuff. Well, a lot of us went to school. I was went to undergrad and grad school. You mean to tell me that you want me to repay a loan for me doing what I was supposed to do, and you already taken taxes out, a federal income tax. You already taken out state income tax. You already taken out sales tax. But I was doing what I was supposed to do, and you reward me by taking more money out. You don't help your senior citizens. They've raised the age limit for for those who want to retire. All these different things you're doing, but yet you keep telling people, come here, come here, come here. Yes, you do want people to come. But I don't think people want to come in a sense of actually going from one place to another. You want people to come. Because
right.
This country keeps screwing people over and screwing them and screwing them and screwing them and giving people this false sense of looks. This is how we look. This is how beautiful we are. But yet you make the girl mad and she'll make sure you don't exist. You say something you're not supposed to say, we'll make sure your plane goes down. We'll make sure
right.
we get some people to conspire against you. We
right.
won't look at what we wrote down on paper years ago.
Right.
When your founding fathers was out there strewing and doing whatever they wanted to do with those of a chocolate nature. But they sweep it under the rug. But, you know.
Right.
So
yeah.
that's where that all came from. I was like, well, you know, here we are, this date that someone wants to have with this particular country, with this particular female, yet this female does not happen to act like a female. And that's when the inspiration from that came from.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for, you know, sharing that with us. I'm sure it can be applied on so many different levels. We definitely wanted to hear sort of that perspective that you brought it from, and that's one to look at as well, too. So peace and love to you, and thank you so much for sharing that. Very powerful.
Thank you very much.
All right, peace. All right, you guys, it looks like we have, for some of you, you're already on the day of what we would call sort of 4th of July, July the 4th. Some of the things that I want to give you an opportunity to begin to look at this particular day, when we think about this day here in this part of the country being the United States as sort of this Independence Day. And on this particular day, which is interesting, this is also sort of one of those times that was celebrated in ancient Kemet. And this particular day, because we know everything goes back to that, has a lot to do with freedom, justice, honor, divination, balance, equality, foresight, and also mortality. And so this has a lot to do with sort of the Egyptian goddess that represented those things of law, and as well as those things that had a lot to do with sort of our dealings and decisions and outcomes. And so today, how you can begin to celebrate this particular day. I'm not talking about what this independence means. Come on, we should be way past that at this point. If we're not, then let's just adjust ourselves to being in the remix right now and knowing our magic. And looking at the energy that's floating around on the planet at this time and how we can begin to use this to elevate ourselves. So today is a day that you actually can focus on your personal independence and really break free from those constraints that just seem to sort of kind of hold you back. Some of the things that the brothers were talking about, some of the things that we all have sort of been talking about in some of the poetry pieces and coming from many different things, and really begin to look at your situation of things that you begin to draw yourself to. And really find sort of a charm or a token or something that represents sort of that balance and that harmony to you as well as fairness. And then begin to put these things and carry them around with you on this particular day. You can even take sort of a feather, if you have it, and put it on your scale in the bathroom. And you can actually use this as a divination tool and see. Stand on the scale without the feather and then hold a feather in your hand. And then once you hold that feather in your hand, really see where that balance is coming into play with you. So this is sort of a token, something that you can leave. Leave these things all around your house that really has something to do. Look in your life. Look in your own personal life and see where you need some independence. See where you need some balance. See where you need to bring sort of that order of Mayat in your life. and begin to focus and use this day of independence energy so that you can use this to work for your own balance, things that help to bring you into balance. So, of course, we're not talking about we're not talking about celebrating things of foolishness. We don't do that here. So let's use our higher minds and begin to look at things that. But those of you who understand what I'm talking about, you know how you can begin to use this energy that's here on the planet, and you can begin to use this as well. Mm-hmm. There you go, La Blue. Know your magic. That's what's up. So, yeah, you'll see that you can ask a question and stand on the scale, and then you can hold that feather, and it's either going to take you to the right or take you to the left, and you're going to see. That's a way that you can actually play around with the scale in divination and use that feather as balance. And the reason we seek balance is because no one is completely there. We'll always be seeking balance in our lives. If we got it and it sort of was a destination, then we would never need to be in balance. I mean, that would just be the craziest thing in the world, right? So we're constantly trying to maintain balance in our lives. And that goes for myself and everyone, just really trying to work on those areas, continue to change, continue to move forward, to not stay stagnant. You know, to be in that place of balance 24/7 is really to be out of balance. Because if you're moving forward, then you have to adjust. You have to change. You have to continue to grow, and you have to continue to move on. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Is the number to call. If you want to share, you can call in, and you can definitely share that share. It's been an amazing night. We still have about 18 minutes left here to go in the form, and I am just loving it, just really, really loving it as well. Oh, while I have you guys' attention, lots of great shows that's going to be coming up. I wanted to take some time so that we can kind of just chill out and relax and just kind of do this. I love this. Don't forget to call the Know Your Magic line. Don't forget to download your Remix app or the Dream Journal app, because there's lots of information there, things to keep you connected to the Remix, also keeping you connected to all other things as well, too. It was some other things I wanted to share with you guys. Oh, and also know that the sessions are going along. They're going beautiful, amazing. You guys definitely know your magic. I can't wait to connect with each and every one of you as your time is coming up. And the baby lotus readings are going simply amazing as well. And I just wanted to put that out to all of the parents, those of you who might have been receiving your baby lotus readings. And I have quite a few more that are going out. I record these sessions for the baby, put some music in the background, and really give you things so that it can help you to nurture and cultivate your little god or your little goddess as we continue to go on our way. So the holistic readings are there too, the Akashic record readings, all of those things, tools are there. So many tools from so many guests who've been on the show. Sister Rainwater, I think she's in the house. I don't know if Rain is still in the house with us, but want to give a big shout out to Rain and all the work she does, from the jewelry to the clothes to the dream amps that are amazing that she makes. She also makes the baby amps as well, too, and that's going to be wonderful. I see you guys are all talking about birthdays. You can call in, and I just want to give a shout-out to everyone out there doing your work and doing it to the best of your ability and really coming from the pure of heart on your path and on your journey, because it really does make a difference. We have a few minutes left. You know what I wanted to play, but I don't know if you guys want to do that. If you guys wanted to play My Body, Your Body. Remember that? We did My Body, Your Body. Yes, Esther. Yes, do you guys want to play My Body, Your Body? We had so much fun. We have a few minutes. You know, maybe we'll have some time afterwards. If you guys want to play My Body, Your Body, 646-652-2711, I'll bring Esther on the line. And you guys get ready for My Body, Your Body. Come up with some good body parts, and we'll get into it. My Body, Your Body. Yeah. So I'm going to click on Esther. Let's see. I know she's like, Ms. Blue, just call me into this. Peace, Esther.
Peace, peace. Yeah, it's cool. I'm down for it. It's a good night to do it.
I think it's a good night to do My Body, Your Body. And so I'm going to let Esther explain. This is the part from the Toning Linguistics show. She'll explain to you what we did with the My Body, Your Body exercise that I came up with. And so we can all get into the play and know what it is. And then we'll start out with our bodies, My Body, Your Body. Okay, go ahead, Esther.
Sure. So this is an exercise where you are going to focus on a part of your body and you're going to personify that and bring it to life. Again, you don't have to write a great deal, only 5 lines. If you want to go longer, you're welcome to. And the whole idea of this is really giving a piece of your body or part of your body a voice. And so speaking to us as if you were that. And the spin that Miss Blue added on is for you not to tell us what exactly you are, not explicitly, so that we
That's
can all
right.
understand. And it worked very well last time. It was very well. Those are the only exceptions, the only limitation. 5 lines.
All right. So that's it. You guys get it. 5 lines. And you get to tell us. Now, last time we did some body parts, and for those of you who might have missed that, you definitely want to go back and get that show. But I'll give you an example. I think the last body part I did, I said, this is a part of the body that I love to be naked, and I just really enjoy threesomes and love getting massages. What part of the body was that? So, I don't think anybody guessed that one. It was my legs.
It
was my legs. Get it? You have 2 legs when the hand comes together to massage. That's 3 parts coming together. So that was one. And Esther did her body.
Yeah, I did mine.
Esther did her body part, and I think it was chaos who guessed it.
Yes, it was chaos, although I won't use what chaos called them because I don't call them that.
Oh, gosh. So we had a lot of fun. So here we go, you guys. We have 12 minutes left to go in the form. I want everybody to do My Body, Your Body. Find a part of your body and describe the body. And, yes, she did, Rich, she did do her body part. Describe your body, whatever body part that is, and then call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in. If you want to share, you need to be on the phone lines before the 11 minutes is up. And, wow. Wow. Okay, if that's your body part, don't tell us. Okay,
oh
don't tell us. That just, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just don't tell us. And be careful what you're asking for because you just might get it. Trust me, I've heard the stories. So you just might get it. Okay, so let's get ready to write about our bodies. Okay, press 1 once you get on the phone lines as well, too. Okay. I'm ready. Okay, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We are playing My Body, Your Body. Call in, press 1 once you get on the phone line so that we know that you're on the phone lines. If you're using Skype, you can also Skype yourself in. So I'm going to actually go so I can get this kicked off. If you want to guess what body part this is, you can call in and press 1, 2. If you're already on the phone line and maybe you had a question or something you shared earlier, press 1 again so it can take yourself off of hold so I don't click on you if you don't want to be clicked on. If you do want to be clicked on, just press 1. Okay, so here's my body part, okay? You guys ready? So here we go. I am silky soft, and I just love to be parted. I just love to be parted. And when you add a little bit of lubrication, it just makes me so smooth and so soft and so silky. What am I?
Oh, wow. Miss Melly,
anybody,
hair.
Anybody want to take a guess? Look at Griffin. What Griffin? Now, this is my body. My body, Kool-Aid. So, no, there would not be anything going on the chest there. But not your body.
Oh, wow.
My body. Some of y'all are coming close. Actually, I do see someone who guessed it, and that is my hair. Yes. Yeah, my hair. It's silky soft. It loves to be parted. And when I take a little bit of shea butter and put it on it, it just makes it so smooth and so silky soft. Yes. Yes. So our brother from the British Virgin Islands, the one with the birds chirping in the background, got that. Beautiful. All right, Esther, you ready to share your body?
Sure. Water saturates me like a sponge. In sexual acts, sometimes I can become numb. No meal would be quite the same without me. I swirl sometimes when I lack my sanity.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you're looking in the chat room.
No, it's not the clip. No.
My gosh, you guys. Let me go to the phone lines. I think I have some people who want to guess.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's see. 212, you're live in the remix. Did you want to guess?
Oh, no, I don't know what it is. I was just trying to guess from the last time.
Okay. Well, just hold the line.
Okay.
Okay, you guys. Did you see Chaos? Chaos.
Yes.
Where are you,
yes.
Chaos?
I'm not dealing with Chaos.
Well, it looks like nobody's going to get it. So if that's, what is it, Esther? Tell us what it is.
It's my tongue.
Ah, there you go. You guys heard that. It was her tongue. So there you go. That was for the My Body, Your Body. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Somebody said tongue. We didn't see it.
Tongue?
We didn't see it. I didn't see tongue either.
Oh, okay. Ninja Lane, you got it, Ninja.
Okay, Ninja, you got it. So we want to hear my body, your body. There's a caller that's calling in on a private number, and, you know, sometimes I cringe at this, but we'll go ahead. You know, it's chat and chill. Let's see.
Yes.
Calling in from a private number, you're live in the remix. Hello? Yeah, they don't want to be heard. So yeah. Anyway, they don't want to be hurt. But I'm going to check with some of the other callers that are on the line just to see if it was something they wanted to share about it. Mm-hmm. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Do you want to share your body part or...
Oh, this is Kool-Aid. I was still listening in. I didn't write anything about my body part because it might be too sexually explicit. So.
Oh, no. This is the remix.
No.
This is the remix. Get to writing, Kool-Aid. We'll come right back to you.
All right. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Oh, Kool-Aid's getting ready to write, y'all.
Oh, wow.
All right. We are playing My Body, Your Body. And so write down your body part. Press 1 when you call in. Let us know. And we will pick you on the call lines. If you're Skyping in, then I'll look for you on Skype. But press 1 when you want to share. We're going to check the other callers on the line as well, too. And we're going to go to the callers 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 505. Yeah. Okay. They don't want to share. All right. So if somebody wants to share my body, your body, call in. We're going to go back to Kool-Aid because I really want to hear what Kool-Aid has to say.
Me too.
About
I want to hear Kool-Aid too.
I
yes.
want to hear Kool-Aid. So until we get to Kool-Aid, we're going to actually go to the next caller calling in from area code 714. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Yes, right. Until we get to the good stuff, you're going to have to settle for me. So.
All right, Griffin. Come on, Griffin. What's your body part? Come on. We got 2 minutes before the people
right.
out there can't hear us.
All right. When I open, you will fall under a spell. Do not let me cast upon you in hate or anger. I am a gate. When you pay attention to me, you will know everything there is to know about me. I am full of life. That's it.
Is it your eyes?
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I guess that was too easy, right? Yeah. Not as innuendous as yours, encoded as layered encoded. No. I wasn't going to do that, Miss Blue.
You know what, Griffin?
Above board, please. Thank you.
Well, a good one, Griffin. A good one. A good one. Yes. Thank
All
you,
right.
Griffin. All right.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go to, we have a Skype caller calling in. It looks like D-E-W-Do-Do-Do. Let's see. Do-Do-Do-Do-7.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi. Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Sheila from Georgia, Monroe, Georgia.
Okay. Greetings, Sheila. Are you going to are you going to tell us your body part?
Yes, I actually wrote something down.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. I hold life. This is the essence of what I do. Art and adorned with beauty, so sacred and precious I am. I expand and contract with every flow of life.
Okay. You want to guess, Esther? I'll tell you some guesses in the chat room. Some people are saying chest.
Is it
your
lungs?
Lung?
Yeah, your lungs.
Your
nope.
lungs?
Nope,
not the chest, not the lungs. Okay, you expand and you contract.
Mm-hmm.
You hold life. I'm giving out the clues, everyone. She holds life. Some people are saying
the
you're wrong.
I'm in the chat room.
Okay, can you see them where they're saying the womb?
Yeah, I'm supreme black womb.
Okay, but is it your womb?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Hit
yes,
it right
that's
on the head. Who was that?
Kilmar? Yes, I think that's who said it. Someone said it first. I think it was, I don't know who said it first, but someone in the chat room said your womb.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful. Yes. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, you guys, we're going to go back to Kool-Aid. Let's see if Kool-Aid's ready. Peace, Kool-Aid.
Hey. All right, I think I'm ready.
Okay, well, we are ready when you are.
All right. It's edible to some, nasty to others, but it will never leave you until you want it to. Touch me, and it will touch you back.
Hmm. Well, Kool-Aid.
Oh, wow.
Can you say that one more time, Kool-Aid?
Sure. It's edible to some, nasty to others, but it will never leave you until you want it to. Touch me, and it will touch you back.
Touch me, and it will touch you back. Okay, we're getting some real interesting answers in the chat room.